Mesmei. Rav Huna told us, Inui pays. Come on, Rav. Have a chair. Even though he pays less than Megashvosh and Meshusai, the Chayesh Hashem made him Nasabai. Mason, Malas Chavar al Mashkin, and Ovid al Mashkin. So, Ovid al Mashkin, so the lawyer doesn't have to pay the amount of the Mashkin. Then there's a vikuach between the Malv and the Loiva, how much the Mashkin was worth. So in the Reisha, the Malv is being Teveya, and in the Sefer, the Loiva is being Teveya. In the Reisha, the Malv claims the Mashkin was worth less than the Chayv, so even though he lost the Mashkin, the amount of the Mashkin he can collect, but he could collect the difference. And the Sefer, the Loiv claimed that the Mashkin was worth more than the Chayv, and therefore the Loiv is being Teveya, the Malva, on the loss of the Mashkin. And he's Teveya the difference between the Mashkin and the Chayv, the other way, because the Mashkin was worth more than the Chayv, and the Malva owes him, you know, Malva owes him the difference between how much the Chayv was and how much the Mashkin was worth. So what does the Reisha say? Ram lai sela v'sicha alav shekel ha'yishava. The Malva says it was worth a shekel, he stole me a shekel. Loi meloi kela sela v'sicha v'sani alav. You loaned to me. And it was a sela ha'yishava. So the mashkin was worth the amount of the chayiv. And therefore even, you lost the mashkin. You owe me for the mashkin. I owe you for the chayiv. Zeo cancels each other out. Kai for a call, like Rashi says. Shekhat yisel, pater aleid min ha-shvush, en kan ha-da, the mixas. Pashat kai for a call. Sel v'sich olav, shekel lo yishava. If the Malva says, again, it was worth a shekel, and he slows him a shekel. Aloyim aloy ki ala sel v'sani olav, shloish dinar ma yishava. It's 2 dinar min a shekel, 4 dinar min a sela. And here, the Malva is claiming the Ozim a shekel, and the Leiva says, no, it was worth 3 dinarim. So and you kill your chai for those 3, but I slow you, he's made the slows in 1 dinar. So then chai, he's made the class command mitzvahs. The Malva is claiming he owes him a shekel. The Leiva is made the Ozim a dinar. So mail is chayav v'shvuah. So Rashi chayav shavah. Kashkacha yishavah. M'shalim loy. Dina shayid loy. Because that's pashit. Stam. That is his maidah. So he'll be signing the opposite case. When it's the loy that's being tevei the malva. The loy that says, so he'll be signing all of. Bezah yishavah. Now you loan me a sela. I give you a mashkin which was worth double the value of the chayav. The Malva says, no, the mashkin that I lost was worth the exact amount of the chayiv, and therefore we're even. I owe you for the mashkin, you owe me for the chayiv, cancel each other out. He's potter. Again, chayiv for a cause. Rashi time on Yishav. Love it to be as a Malva. As a yeser. As yeser dama. He's saying, you owe me, you lost my mashkin, it's worth 2. So you owe me 1. 1. With a sabra haitana, as a mashkin, shem a sakru. So we're saying it was stolen, right? If he's a shem a chinam, malva al mashkin, is a shem a chinam, it's not his pater. If we're saying that, if the love is being tevea, the malva, the extra sela must be that we hold the Malva Mashkin is Shem Sachar. That's in fact that he has the collateral, he has the ability to build the collect, that self is worth money, then he's a Shem Sachar. If he's getting something, he's Chayav Gnei Veda. Put him in a Shvur Shein Kanada, Shechayav Boy Klum. Sel Vilavisani Olav Shnayim Ayashava, he's being today again, being Tveya, Ashnasela. And here the Malv is Maida, Valay, Malakela, Selva, Sichala, Haydenar, Mayashava. So he's Maida that there was worth more than a Sela, it was worth 5 dinarim. He's Maida, he owes him an extra dinner. Chayib. So then the Malv is Chayib, Pasha's Maida makes sense. He's being Tveya. A Sela, he's being Maida to a dinner. Chai, mi nishba, mi shepkar nesla. Who's the one that swears? The Malva swears, he's the one that has the pkar. Shem yishba zeb, yaitzela es hapi kardai. So shash, that if the Laiva swears, then zechshash, that he'll swear how much it's worth, and then the Malva will take out the Pekadim. What's the problem with that? Says Rashi, Yiv Selenu. Later Rashi says, Yiv Selenu, Me'edus Meshvur. So Chayshish, that if the Laiva will swear how much it's worth, then the Malva pulls out the Mashkin, and he shows that the Laiva swore falsely, then the Laiva will become possible. So before we get into the Rashi and Taisa, I think we might see the whole Gemara. Because Rashi and Taisa says, well, we'll show him have all the koach. With Rashi, the Rashi says, the chshash, the apostle made this little shvua. The Shem had problems with that. But that's the Rashi sheet in the sugya. So Gemara, hey, in which case of the Braisa, there are four cases in the Braisa. Two when the Malv is being Tevea, two when the Loiv is being Tevea. And we want to know, and the Baris is said that the Malv is the one that swears, which case are we talking about? Ilema Seifa, says Rashi Achiv the Seifa, the Ainu, when the Malv says it was worth, the Loiv says it was worth two, and the Malv is made that it was 5 dinarim, it was more than what it was. It was more than the chayv. He owes him that one dinar. The tape of glay, the shvua guy malva. What are you telling me, svarish? Chshash, shem of yeshem yaitzela esabakadin. Tape of glay. We have a more simple reason why the malva has to swear. What is that, Aaron? Because the malva was made the mitzah. Skayach. Yeah, the kamaydi the mitzahs hataina. Says Rashi, "Ilem asay b'chid asay b'tei b'klei v'lam le misni l'midli time Hashem yaitzei b'kad mi'chuslan alei." This is a shvua. We have a more simple reason why the Malbim has to swear the sefer. What is that? Because he's the one that's made the shvua. It's mutal on him. There's no tzad that the Leiva should swear, because the one that's made is the Malbim that it was worth 5, and he owes him, and he's made. He owes him the dinner, and the Leiva is claiming he owes him how much? Sela, thank you. That took way too long. Did anyone see the Gemara? Hello, Mishmuel. Hello, Mishmuel. Aresha. How am I going to Aresha? Rashi, so Gemara says, my Aresha. Says Rashi, Aresha public time. So Gemara thought it was going on the Aresha, which is the case. The Malv is being Tevea a shekel, and the Loiv is denying it. So in that case, nobody's swearing. So what are you telling me? Who's that the Malv swears? No one's swearing. Okay, a little funny half minute, but anyway. Elamai, Gemara, no, a Sefer Dereisha. Obviously, when we said Dereisha, it means the Sefer Dereisha in the case when the Malv is being Tevea a shekel. He says it was worth less than the chayv. The life is being made. There was worth three. And he's made. He still owes one dinar. In that case, classic made the miktas. The life is the one that has to swear. So the real life should swear that it was worth three. and not two, like the Malva is claiming. In that case, we have a question, who should swear? Pasha Leiva should swear. Says the Braisa, no, the Malva has to swear. Why is the Malva swearing? Shamba Yaitzi, Allah, that's not the cut. If the loiv is going to swear, maybe the malv is going to turn around. He's the one that has the b'kadin. He's the one that has the mashkin. He's going to turn around and pull it out. And pasul the loiva, because the loiva swore that it was worth three. He'll show, pull it out, and say, you see, it's worth two, and the pasul it. Says Rashi, Asef the reish, Achi lefani reish akai, Ashtab malva, Shlehais ashova el shekel, Vital shekel, Chiman, Dirk ashvu, Aloi, Vimena Taira, Yad yochel paitu lekum. You know, Al-Zakshash, that the Malv is going to pull it out and apostle him, that's not a reason that he could patter Shmuel Gamri. Elamai, what we did was, we took the Shmuel and took it away from the Leiva and imposed it on the Malva. So at least he'll have to swear that it was worth. He'll have to swear that it was worth the shekel. He'll get his money. So take an oilam, shliyipso, Yisrael, shakul l'shvu minei v'shadu ama. Okay, so that's the price. Now, Svei Gemara of Misa Rav Huna, kivim mishnah ma'al v'shem shuse, hechim matzim afikla. If you tell me that is a shvur shem b'shusai. So Meila, the Malva is going to have to swear it's any b'shusai. If the Malva swears it's any b'shusai, so what's the Ochshash? That will be Maitzi. He's swearing it's any b'shusai. Says Rav, Yisra Rav Huna, the Shashayim HaMashal in Domim. In this case, the Shomer is the Malva, and he's paying Domim. How is he paying Domim?
By not
collecting. And Mela, that's him. Zechash, that maybe ain't him nothing by. Right? He really didn't get lost. He just wants it. He's willing to forego the loan as long as he gets to keep the mashkin. He took a liking to the mashkin. And Mela, he's going to swear Shem B'shusai. So once he swears Shem B'shusai, let the loiva swear how much it's worth. And there's no chash. And the Malva will double cross him and pull it out and pass the ladies. Amar Hashem L'Shem Yetzi Ha Ishtaba. He swore that Amar Shul say. So there's no chash, they'll take it out. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Shesh Eid Mishinistrafa. Says Rashi, Nash L'Ashbino, L'Ashbinhu, Sharei Hevi Eidim. He brought Eidim. He brought Eidim, the Mela, he's not swearing. One second. If he brought Eidim, he's not swearing. And therefore the Gemara said, oh, here we have Ektimtza where he's not swearing. And therefore that's why we have a problem with the loiv is swearing. So the Gemara asked Avi's Kasha, which seems to make Rav look like a fool.
Eidim
Shana
Shvua.
What?
Eidim Shana Shvua. But Shvua would tell us what the value is. But then, like, our
Eden telling
us
not about the
Shua's
list.
The Eden not telling us about it. No, the Eden telling us
that
it was destroyed,
that
happened to get
put
out. That's the
Eden. I don't know. So, you're saying the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara's saying, okay, Ma'isilah. Gemara's asked Abby a question. The Eden that it was burnt, then why are you telling me that the Malva has to swear instead of the Loiv who's supposed to swear? The Shash. Maybe he'll pull it out after he swears and he'll passel him. If it's Aiden that it's burnt, but he has to pay anyway. Yeah? If it's Aiden that it was burnt, but obviously in a way that he has to pay anyway, it wasn't an Aynis, then he's not bringing it out. Right? So really, like I said, it makes Rava look like a fool. What was Rava's Havamina? Very, very difficult Havamina. So Maisa, someone answered, I'll pee a sheet of the Ramah, the Yad Ramah, the Turbis now in Reisai Dalet, which is the Paskin in Shulchan Aruch.
What's the name of that?
Reisai Dalet. Chayshim Mishpah. That the Ramah brings down a sheet, the Torah brings down the Ramah, and the Shulchan Aruch passes it. Eisai dal dal. Mishav ki datzlai glima. Mitayin shenansa. Yeah? The Ramah gets a cloak. And he claims it was Nansa. Maybe Eidim shenanaslai glima. Eidim are made that it was a cloak that was burnt by Ines. A cloak. Afa bishla yadu im haisa glimas hamafkid. They don't know if the cloak that was nansa, the cloak that burnt, was the mafkid's cloak, and therefore the shaymer's potter, or it was the shaymer's cloak that was nansa. We have Aiden that a cloak was Nansa. Hamafkid Pater Kivan Shilu Haisa Glima Biyadai Kivan Shahisa Glima Biyadai Umafkir Aimer Loy Zuhi Vinifkar Aimer Zuhi Nem Meshua's Aspis. There's an argument over here. We have Aiden, we know that a cloak was burnt. So now we have a Shaila. If he caught between the Mafka and the Nifka, the Mafka says it was your cloak that was burned, and the Nifka said, no, it was your cloak that was burned. So that's classic Kaifrako. Right? That's classic Kaifrako. The Mafka claims that it was the Nifka's cloak that was burned, and he owes him for his cloak. The Nifka says, what are you talking about? It was your cloak that was burned? She says, Chai, Vishwas Hasis. Zell. Okay. So now, the Shachavir brings down that the Bach is Temeya on the tour from our Gemara. The Bach is Temeya from our Gemara. Meperek ha-mafkid, but metzir la menheyam and aleph. What's the kash of Mar Gemara? Be'em sh'nisrafa. The Gemara says, right, what does Gemara ask on Rava? Yochim heichim aysilah. The Eidim sh'nisrafa, heichim aysilah. Frak the Bach, according to the Ramah, What's the kasha on Rava? Why do we say Aiden the Shanisra is talking about? He said that like too quick without understanding the question.
Same thing here.
What? Explain the question. That's right. Yeah. What's the kasha?
What?
I'm asking, what's the kasha?
Explain
the kasha. Why can't we say that we're talking about
that
a cloak was burnt? Yeah? A cloak was burnt, and therefore he doesn't have to make a shvua. Shayna b'shusai. Right? He's potter. Right? He's Aiden, the a cloak was burnt. Right? Now, when it comes to Chsha, Shema, Yaitzi, if the life is going to swear, so we don't know. Maybe it was the other cloak that was burnt, Ali B'Demes. Amela, there's still Kayim Nechshash, Shema Yaitzi Allah, as Abakadin. If the Lev is going to swear, Nechshash the Malva is going to pull out the cloak. So even though he didn't have to swear because it's Eidim Shenisrafa, Aim was giving me the dirty looks over here. It is Eidim Shenisrafa, so therefore he's Pater, but there's still Chash, he'll pull out the cloak. We don't know for sure that this cloak, that this is the cloak that was the Pekadon cloak that was burnt. It was the Mashkin cloak that was burnt, and therefore there's a chash, so we could salvage Rava.
When he's still off the Sumer, maybe.
What?
If we don't know for sure that it's his, when he's still off the
Sumer. Yeah, when he pulls it out.
I know what you were asking. I understood what was behind that dirty look over there. So what's Adam asking? That, in fact, Adam, what do you mean? But if we don't know, the Eidim aren't saying which cloak was burnt. The Eidim aren't saying which cloak was burnt, right? They're just saying a cloak was burnt. So now the question is that going to pater him from Shavuos Rav Huna? Meaning, if Eidim say it was this cloak that was burnt, obviously he doesn't have to swear Shavuos Rav Huna because we know it's Eidim B'Shusai. We know the cloak was burnt. But even if you want to say, but
what did we say in this case just now? The case before that, for the Bach. We said they don't swear.
Even if you want to say that you don't swear, what does it mean you don't swear? What's the issue over here? What's the issue in the Ramah? In the Ramah, the Shomer is claiming that the Mafkids cloak was burnt, and the Mafkid saying, no, it was your cloak that was burnt, right? So then what do we say? Shmuz Hesses, why? We have a suffix whether or not the Mafkid's cloak was burnt or the Shemus cloak was burnt. So then we say okay, it's a suffix. Maitz Chol V'Raya. Max, all you gotta do is make a Shavuos Hesses. That's Lagabe, the Iker Din, whether he's Chayiv or Pater. Right? In other words, we're not talking about Shavuos Hesses. Talking about the Mafkid says, you owe me the cloak, you owe me, where's my cloak? The Shomer says, it was burnt, and I've aided him that a cloak was burnt. So we know that a cloak was burnt. Only the cloak is with my cloak or your cloak. Okay, classic, Kaif Rakol. Classic Matzal Araya. Classic Shavuos Hesses. Mashenkin over here. We're here. The Shail is the Gabi Shavuos and Meshusai. The Gabi Shavuos and Meshusai. Right? Where, let's say, in our case, where the Shomer is paying, right? Shomer is paying. The Shaila is not whether he owes the money or not. Right? He owes the money. We're talking about there wasn't an Einus over here. He owes the money. And his mighty owes the money. Right? Now, the only Shaila is, is Rechshash that Shem Yaitzi, is Rechshash that ain't of nothing by, right? Is Rechshash ain't of nothing by. So over here, there's room to say that the Rechshash of Huna could apply over here, even though there's Eidim that a cloak was Nisraf, right? But since we don't know which cloak was Nisraf, so it's not a shayla does he owe the money or not. Right? The shayla is it Einim Nasabai or not? Are we going to make the guy make a shvua that it's Einim B'Shusai because maybe Einim Nasabai? Right? So since we don't know, right, in the shvua of Huna, We don't know which cloak was burned. We don't know that the cloak of the Shemira, the Bekadon, was burned. So Meila, the Meila, it's still Shayach Shvua Shayin Beshusa. There's still Shash, and maybe it was the other one, and maybe it was Enim Nasimbay. And therefore, even though he's paying, but we say Hashem Enim Nasimbay, and then he has to wear Shvua Shayin Beshusa, even though there are Edim, that a cloak was burnt. That was all behind those three words that Adam threw out, but he still has to swear. That was the Ayim Kavana of Adam over here. Now if you look at the Ktzais, so you see, because of this Kasha, so Shach wants to say that when the Ramah says that there are Edim, that a cloak was burnt, it's not enough they just say a cloak was burnt. They have to say it was a cloak that was be'erach, like the cloak of the Shemira. Now they can't just say a cloak was burnt. They have to say that was the cloak that was exactly the same as the one as the Dover Nifkat. Right? Memela says the Shach. Mail says the Shach. It's not Shver the Bach. It's not Shver the Bach's Kasha, because there's no Shach Shem Yaitzi Halas Abkadin. Because the Eidim know how much that cloak is worth. Because they know that, right? The Eidim know. Say it was the same cloak. Not necessarily the same one moment, but it was the same thing, right? Not that exact one, but similar. Samela Vaita is no Shash.
I don't forget. What? We're not worried about the error. We're worried about whether Adam does it, but he wants it. He's willing to pay for it, he wants that one.
No, but in the Gemara's Kasha was.
Yeah.
Again, assuming not like the Bach, assuming that if there's Aiden that was burned, there's no Shash. The Bach asked,
right.
We're going to before Adam's Teretz.
Yeah.
They're saying the Bach asked the Kasha from the Gemara that if there's Ein that was Nisraf, then he assumes there's no Shvua Shem Meshusay. So again, working with the Bach,
yeah.
So Bach says, okay, someone said he wants to tell in our Gemara. So well, why did our Gemara trash Rava? Rava says something very good. Yeah, Vechtim, it's a weird, there's no Shvua Shem Beshusa, and still the Chash, Shem Yaitzi. So that the Shach says, there's not going to be a Chash, Shem Yaitzi, because it would have ate them that this exact thing was burnt. I mean, they ate no, we'll know how much it's worth.
It's also ate in the
Gnome. I'll be a Danishai.
Don't know exactly what it's worth.
The Danishai Nansen looked, one second. It was a Nicha, the Bach's Kasha, why? Then they can be made how much it's worth.
If they didn't know how much it's worth, then also in the next thing in the Gemara, when it comes to Gneva, they'll know what it's worth.
What?
When Aiden the Gneva. So why are we getting into all confusion? If there's Aiden that was stolen, so they know what was stolen, so they also know what it was worth.
If you're assuming they know what it was, also know what it's worth, they can reconstructs it, and then Kasha Shachs. And then in the next Gemara of Edim Shenigneva, then okay, it's good to think about that. No, he's not saying. Shach is saying that in order that they should be. Okay.
Show up.
I guess in Michal Be'edis Reifa, there he's saying, and they're holding their mouth only if they know exactly what it was that will say that was the one. Be'ed Geneva, you don't need that. All they need to know.
Wait.
Okay, let me think about it. And the kids of Tzaddik just says very simply, I believe like Adam said, Nevada Shua's a Shari Maksuba Taira, less opinion Zed. Show him Shinetza like Limbo. Even though it's what you do, there's some yellow beggars that we say, that there's no Shua. Because there's no Shua's a Shari, there's no Parash Shari, because we know that there is a cloak that something happened to. And then there's just the Vikoch, was his or his, and then that's not Shavuot HaShayim anymore. That's just the Vikoch between you telling me, oh, Iman, and you say, oh, no, Iman, that's not the Parash HaShayim anymore. Mashayim Kein, Shavuot HaRvuna, Tekon HaSacham, Shemayim Nasim Boi, Kol Shlero Eidim, Him Nisra Beged Zeh, Akat L'yotzim, Akshash, Shemayim Nasim Boi. Kol Shemayi Shepat, yeah? So over here, the Shavuot HaRvuna, Chayishish, even if there are eight that say that a cloak was burnt, but still we say, how do we know? Maybe it was the other one. And therefore, the chash of Shemayin Nasim, but they'll still have to swear. Balak upon him, so that's the vikuch over here in this chiddush of the Ramah. That the Eidim that a cloak was burnt, Ramah's Mechadish, that generally speaking, the Shem is Potter. So now we have a whole discussion whether or not that applies to our Gemara. Is that going to help us in our Gemara? Right? Akapanim, at least we have a shtickle Pesach for Rava. Right? At least Rava held, when Rava said, the Rava should look like a fool. That Eid Mishan Nisrafa, that this object was Nisrafa, then obviously there's no Chash. Shema Yaitzi, right? So we'll say, at least for Rava, yeah? At least for Rava, that's talking about their Eidim, that A cloak was Nisrafa, and Rava at least held like the Bach's Kasha, and that what, if it's Eidim, that A cloak was Nisrafa, then we're not going to have Rav Huna Shvua either, just like By the regular Shayim is no Shvua. So to Rav Huna Shvua is also Batal. Right? And yet it's still Shash, Shema Yaitzi. That could be at least somewhat of a Pshat and Rav, otherwise like Rav's mom looks like a fool of it. Yes, Ellie.
Even in Shomrim, why either they didn't know it's his and he should be Batal, or they don't know for sure that it's that cloak and then he still have to continue.
What do you mean? Even the Yaskin on the Ramah himself?
The Din by Shomri.
That's the Din of the Ramah.
Yeah.
That was, what's about why?
Either they know it's his or they don't know it's his.
They don't know. They don't know which one it is. They know the A cloak was burnt. Right?
So why should that have any Shaykh Hastir? We don't know that for sure that it's the right cloak.
They say it.
What should have a Shaykh Hastir? To Argamar, you mean? What are you asking? That's in the Fkeva cloak, let's learn the similarity to Dal Dal.
Yeah, I don't get that halacha with it.
Why not? Because I'm the Shomer. You're claiming that I have to give you a cloak. You gave me a cloak to watch. Where is it? So I said, I've aided him that a cloak was burnt.
Okay, but who says that was mine? Who says that cloak was my cloak?
Who said it wasn't? I'm saying it was. Somebody's called Raya. I've aided him that the cloak was burnt. We're not sure which one. So that we say, somebody's called Raya. Okay. Now at least some thinking for Rav. Okay. Now, so again, but Mara trashes Rav and says, what do you mean? Yachi, mechi ma'isi lo, elam Rav Yosef, sheyesh eidim shenigneva. Okay? And therefore, it's possible that we might see, like Mara saif, at the end of the day, mechi ma'isi lo. Either way, it can't be ma'isla, because what's the nigna nisra? It's not for him anymore. Right? If you're telling me that's why he's not making shvua shenem shusai, then just like he's not making shvua shenem shusai, because it's not here, we know it's not by him, so then why is he making, why? What's the chash that the lawyer can't swear? The Gemara, the taruch ma'isla, he'll be tereach. And then he's going to pass the guy. So if we're going to let the loiva swear, then maybe even was Aiden that was nignava. And that's why he doesn't have to swear shushan b'shusai. Is that maybe we'll go track it down and pass the guy. Go track it down and pass the guy. which the Gemara, the Rishonim have a problem with, is according to Ben Hananel, as we'll see. This Gemara is very difficult for you to Ben Hananel. Because here the Gemara says, we'll track him down. So according to Rashi, he wants to pass the guy, right? Because he's claiming the guy is lying. He wants to try and pass the guy, because the guy messed him over, right? So he'll go and be matriach to find it in order to pass the guy, because the guy, he claims that the guy swore falsely. According to Ben Hananel, it's just a chash that will be a shulatala. Well, why should he drive himself crazy for that? Okay, we'll see. We'll see the Yachi. Kimishtaba mal benami. So what he wants, okay, fine. So mal has to swear. In this way, there's no chash that some of we might see. For Gemara, what do you mean? What's it going to help you? Anyway, there's Bishlam will be telling me that it's still by the Malva, right? So there's a chash, it'll be mighty. If you tell me that anyway we're talking about that, we know it's not by the Malva. Elamai, it's not just he'll be mighty to pull it out of his pocket. What does it mean he'll be mighty? He'll be tereach and be mighty. So just like we're telling me that the Malva will be tereach and mighty, and that's why the Leiva can't swear, then what do you have? What does it help you? So even if the Malva is going to swear, you still have the same shash, the Leiva is going to be tereach. Like Gemara, Bishlam Malva, that's the Ihachi. Ihachi, according to what you just said, Ihachi, that the case is that the problem is Lubi Tereyach, Oy Bazoi, you have the same problem if the Malva will swear. The Leiva could be Tereyach, just like the Malva is Tereyach. So Gemara says, no, it's easier for the Malva than the Leiva. Why? Because Bishlam Malva, the man Ka'il Napagabese, it's easier for him to do detective work than the Leiva. He knows who comes and goes, and he can ask the people in the house who came in lately, who didn't come in lately. But for the life, he doesn't have access to all that information, and he can't play detective as well. Says Rashi, Taruch Ma'isila, Mechazer v'shoy lachar nechrosim v'beisai v'yimtza hagan. Alev miyad man ha'ayel v'napi v'beisai. The Malva, and therefore we say that mi nishba mishib kan etzloi, and not the loiva who's really supposed to be swearing. So Gemara Vayit, Bayir Alma Gezer Shem Yitam V'yayim Eloi Achar Shvua Mitzasiya. Chashash is that even though, if you're, again, we're trying to answer Kasher of Huna. Huna said, the answer is Shushem Meshusim. If a Kasher was, then how is he going to be Maisi? How is he Maisi? He ready to swore Shem Meshusai. There it says, V'chayshish, then he'll say, he found it after he swore. I mean, he swore the Shem Meshusai. He thought it wasn't there. But he thought it wasn't there, and then he found it. And then he found it. So therefore, it's not a theory. Even though he swore, it's still Shayach, Shema Yaitzi. And therefore, we make the Malva swear and not the light. Rashi Amar.
One second. What's going to help us when he makes the shvuah that any Rishus so? Okay? He can eventually say, I found it afterwards. So he's not making sure that it's false.
I don't say that. That's what I say.
What are you saying?
That's a bayah.
Bayah saying,
"Mikzera." Shem yitam v'yamer achashvum
atasiya. So that's why we have to
make the malvus, so not the leiv. The leiv is going to swear.
Oh, okay,
even though the malvus swore shur shem b'shus,
right?
It's not chash. He'll be mighty. You just swore it wasn't the high being mighty. How does he explain that away? There it is. I say he found it afterwards. Well, we'll see in the Raj when he discusses this idea of the Bayit. Ravashi Amar, really, Echnami? Really, the Bayit holds like Rav Huna. And Echnami, there's two Shvuas going on over here. There's a Shvua of Huna, and there's a Shvua of the Leiva, whose Iker Din is to swear. We're not saying that the Malva swears. The Malva swears the Shvua of the Leiva. We're not being Mapach the Shvua. So they're both swearing. Zenishba Vizenishba, Zenishba Vishu, Zenishba Vishava. The mouth is with Amishu, so the love is with Amishava. So what is the issue of the Braisa? Hachikamar, me Nishbet Chila. Malvin, Nishbet Chila, Shemi Nishbet Zeb, Yais Lassim Bechad. Says Rash. Bezen Nishma Laiva, Shashvu Olav, Nishbet Kama Shava. So Elmai, what's the Shah? Who swears first? The Malvin swears first. Shem Beshusai. Because if the Laival swear first, then, because once the Malvin swears, it's Ani Beshusai. So then there's no Shah Shemi Yaitzi. Like Gemara asked. So then, once the mouth swears, Shem Yishusay, now the leiva could swear how much it's worth. And there's no chash Shem Yaitzi, because he already swore, like the Mars Kasha. But the only problem was, if the leiva is going to swear first, then before the mouth swears, that's Shem Yishusay, he'll pull it out. Okay. Let's see Taisus. So again, Rashi learns Shem Yaitzil Halav B'Kodim. Rashi learns of Shash L'Paslim from Shvuah and from Eidus. Kosher Meritah. B'Kolshka Shizra Loive Shuidak V'Kyoisev Lishav Bemes V'Deshul Yishlein Amalva. Facing to ask two questions. First question is, what are you telling me? That the loiva cannot swear, because maybe the malva will passel it. Adarabha, that will be an incentive for the loiva not to lie. Knowing that there's a sword over his head, that if he lies, the malva could always pull a fast one, and we might see it, and mess him over. So that will give him the incentive that he won't lie. So what's the problem? Why be chayshish? That's going to happen. Adarabha, because of the chash, the paslim, then he's not going to lie. Furthermore, says Taisus, what are you telling me? That chayshish, the wife is going to lie, and Rash says, tikkun ha'olam. That wouldn't want to passel him, yeah. Shleifsli Yisrael, yeah. Get a little emotional over here. Lifsli Yisrael. Whoa, make a tekana for the Ramai. The guy's a jerk. The guy's an idiot. The guy's a shakran, yeah. So what? So he should be passel, right? What worried? This guy lied. He swore falsely. Ripped the guy off, yeah. So we want to protect him. We want to protect the guilty. No, Chas Hashem, we shouldn't become postulators. Maybe the Malva is going to, we don't let him swear, because maybe the Malva is going to pull it out. What do you mean? Adarabha, let's throw the book at the guy. Let the guy be postul. He deserves it. Yeah, we make a ton of a Ramai. So on that, we're showing him an answer. That the Raj is a symbol of Batish, the Zinnan de la Kimle Begave, Shapir, the Sav Dachi Shavye, Blurra Mois Niskavin. So the Chash is not that the Laiva will deliberately lie, maybe he'll be mistaken. Right? He'll be mistaken. And then the guy's gonna pull it out. In my call, Yipslei Neim Bekach. It sounds like the Rajba, that Batsim, he won't really be possible, right? He won't really be possible, because he could say that he misassessed it. Elamai, but Wachayshish, that it looked like. You know, Yipslei Neim. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Rashi sounds possible, that's true. I'm asking. I know, that's true. It's bothering me. So Rashi says, Rashi gives Leno, right? Rashi gives Leno. It's true. Rashi gives Leno. The Rajma Mashma learning Rashi, he won't be Nivsa. I mean, you could say that the Mahalach of the Rajba without that Knage. You could say that we're chayshish, maybe.
Maybe
Kapi Shmaya
is not possible, but
the mice are
learning
impossible. No, even the Rosh was saying that? Okay, fine. You could say, or you could say, the Rosh would say that and they'll passel him, right? But we're worried that maybe they really shouldn't have passeled him because he was making a mistake. He was innocent. He didn't know exactly, but could be taka. We're going to passel him. Right? We're saying maybe that's even Rajba. I was mistook if we stood down to the Rajba.
If you're
not saying, because he just said, Yobi lechshad im hakol. It's like very weak lashonis. Yobi lechshad im hakol v'yipsleinayim, meaning in their eyes they'll look at him like he's possible. Not libet the emes. They're going to pass him that he's possible because ain l'dayin el mash ain evroyes. I'm not mechuyev to think that you made a mistake. You lie. You swore false. You said it was worth. Two, and really, you said it was worth
three,
and really it was worth
two.
And therefore your possible finished. So that's the mashmah is, but the rabbi, you know.
Didn't Tim say a problem with that? He said if it's like a laws, then it has to work in a gemara later on.
Oh, we got Tesis.
No, but also in the beginning of Tesis, he says that the whole idea is we should do the opposite because the guy's medakdek on, he can medakdek better on the Shua.
Right.
So how can he get to, why would he make a mistake if he's medakdek on the Shua?
He was trying. He did to the best of his ability, he was innocent. Nakmi's not gonna lie. Nakmi's not gonna lie. He knows that if he's compassal, he's gonna make sure that he's assessing it properly, at least in his mind. But the question is, maybe he made a mistake. That's what Rajma's saying. The Ritva. The Ritva just adds a small knage. That the reason why the Shomer doesn't necessarily have a proper assessment, because the Maaseh wasn't by him that long, right? He's a Shomer, so he was by him for a little bit, so therefore that's why maybe he's making a mistake, and therefore it's not a takana for Ramai, it's a takana to save the guy from himself. Okay? That's the Rosh Hashanah answer to this question. Chitema. So as Taisvis, to answer Rashi, the Hashin and Shema, Mashkin is Kalkal, Achrei Kain, Yetzi Olav Las. So really, that's, right? We'll say that he didn't lie, because what he said was based on the value at the time when it was by him. Right? And Mele, we're not Chayish, there's a Ramai. Rather, and we'll say Hitaka was medaktik. He assessed it properly, and he didn't just stomp throw out a number. Elamai, well, Chayish, maybe, but, you know, it was stolen by the time it gets back. I'm sorry, Chayish, maybe was a skalkal. Right? Until the guy takes it out. You're right, of last. And we might say laz afishanish bemes. Oh, says the like them. Okay, my parak masamoch kimeshtab emal benami lechayich loy v'laisi. But where we Gemara has kasha, even if the malv is going to swear, as if it was nochshash, he'll take it out. But why is nochshash? Therefore, when it was stolen, maybe the loy will go track it down. Mashdi ishav yaiser. What's he going to show that it was worth more? Right? In the case of the Gemara, there, if the wife is tracking it down, and he's disproving the malva, it means he's saying that it was worth more. Right? And he's saying it was worth more, not less. So therefore, Zochshash, that
maybe just
that became play. Worth more. What says Oshash? It was a scalp, but really it didn't lie. What's that? Leiva says, right, what was it worth? And the mom is going to show, no, it was worth less. So therefore, I don't owe you the money. Right? That's fine that way. That's when the Malva is pulling it out. When the Leib is pulling it out against the Malva said how much it's worth, the Leib is going to say that it was worth more. Right? So you don't have to tell my, that means there's no tritzim over here. Now the Malva lied. He was saying it's worth less. He was saying it's worth less. He's high, but the guy still owes him the difference. And the Leib is showing him that no, it was worth more. So what? So means he lied. If he lied, he's a rabbi. If he lied, he's a rabbi. What's the chash? Adrabba. Let him become puzzle. If this pshat, the whole chash that it was a skalkal, yeah, and therefore the life is not lying, but that works for the life. That doesn't work for the malva. When the life is showing up the malva. Because she's a bishwasai, like Tay said before. First of all, he's a Ramai, yeah, and like the first Taina, that he's gonna make sure that he's saying the right value. So why is your it's even, because the Taisa Kasha only Kasha, if the reason why it's only a lie is because it went down.
Here's
a skalkel, but in the Rishayim they answer for Rashi. That's not he didn't assess it properly. So they're the same thing either way. So learns. Berchanan actually brought down the other pshat. He asked him if he'd chantel or shiad avdinon. Ela shem yishba aloi v'yeitzei malvus abkazir berchanan of nimzah shuot halosh yotz levatol. So what's the chash over here? The nirka my shuot levatol ugenai hu lishava heicha shadav mizbar achre kein shem al v'yeitzei es abkazir. Okay, minin aloi al malvus lo yishba ad she yeida shliuchol the matzah. So what's the chash? The chash is no one's becoming apostle. The chash is it's tam. If he's going to pull out the Bekodin, right? What's going to be the problem? The problem is not that he'll pull out the Bekodin and with Chayish it's going to be a different value than he swore. That's not the Chash. What is the Chash? Bechlal. He'll pull it out and it'll be the same value. It just meant that there was no need for the shvuah. And it's chal shem shemayim. There was a shvuah for nothing. A shvuah was made for nothing. The loiva is swearing, how much it's worth. Then, after he swears, the malva is going to pull it out, and there was no need for the shvuah. It's not chayish that the numbers will be different.
As long as the malva pulled out.
I don't know. He wants to be embarrassed. What?
He wants to be an honest guy. He wants to return it. It doesn't matter to me.
What?
It's not my mashkor. It's his mashkor. I want to give
him.
But he just changes his mind after the shul.
What?
He changes his mind to be an honest guy after the shul happened.
He found it.
No, maybe he found it.
It didn't look so hard.
He didn't go yet, so what after the Ghana?
So therefore we say, that we make the Malva swear. So once he's swearing, like you say, then he's going to make sure that it's really, he look very hard to make sure that it's not, that he doesn't have it. Because he doesn't want to have to swear for nothing. He doesn't really, you know, so therefore, that's going to solve the problem. By the malva swearing, it's going to solve the problem, because then it'll be an incentive for him to make sure that it was actually... Was actually lost.
Corinne tells he's looking for it after, so he just
what?
Look for it. It's fine.
What do you mean? Leib's gonna swear?
Malva.
What do you mean?
He said, oh, no, yeah. If Leib swears, then Malva could look for it. And
no.
So, Malva just.
So, what? See? Mistami won't look for it. We don't say that he'll look for it. Before he swears, you're saying he just won't look for it afterwards. Maybe he'll find it, I don't know. The point is, we want to make it that it won't be found. He might find it, yeah. If he doesn't look for it, he might find it. He's honest.
If the Malva swears he's not going to go get, find it.
That's what Zach is asking. So we're saying that maybe he'll find it anyway. Maybe when they do Pesach cleaning, he'll find it. And if he's an honest guy, he'll give it back to the guy. That'll be the same problem. Okay. Now, the Shainim, yeah.
If we're so worried that, like, he might mess up his shul, why are we supposed to shul anyway? Maybe he might make a mistake in the shul or something like that. Maybe he made a mistake or something like that. Yeah. Why do we trust the shul in the first place?
Every shul.
Sure. You're going into the Rishonim that say that maybe made a mistake in the value?
Yeah. What?
Not under Mechran. You're going back on the Rishonim. Normally.
Yeah, every Shua is like that.
The question is, are we going to pass them for Eidus? That's the question. I mean, after the guy, we're not going to pass the guy for Eidus. Because say, maybe the guy made a mistake. But, the Malvi, we assume that he's saying he's swearing. We assume he's doing it correct. So we know otherwise. Now, the Rashba has a problem with Rashi. The Rashba from the Gemara later from Ravashi, the Rashba has a problem for Rashi. What did Ravashi say? Zenishba comes, and the common question is, they're both swearing. The question is, who swears for first? Says the Rashba, according to Rashi, what is the Braisa saying? Who swears first? The Malva swears first, because the Malva swears first, but Chashash, he'll be mighty. Right? In fact, the Rashba, what do you mean? If they both have to swear, who's supposed to swear first? Who's supposed to swear first? Yeah, it says the Rashba, Mikra Din, the Malva is supposed to swear first. Because we're not going to make the Loiva swear how much it's worth, right? Until we know for sure that that's not by the Malva.
Isn't that just a stump question or question?
Yeah. What? One second. No, so the Rashi answers. The Rashi explains why the Rashi is good. If the Ben Chanan is good.
Can I just say why you ask?
One second. The Rashi says, if the Ben Chanan know that what's the chashash shemayitzi? What's the chashash shemayitzi? It'll be shvul vatala. Right, so what's the teretz? So we make the malva swear kadesh yitrach v'yavi v'yitzarach lishav. Right. The point is.
It's not about the order.
The according to Ben Chanano, why are we making him swear that we should avoid the whole thing, right? So, we want. We want the Malva to swear in order that he should go find it. So, we're not discussing bets and they're both swearing. We're not discussing the order of the Shavuos here. Fakir, we're trying to get them. We're trying to do something that will avoid the whole shvul b'chal. According to Rechanan, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, let the Malva swear, not because there's a chash, if the Leiva will swear. We want the Malva to swear in order to avoid the whole thing. We want the Malva to swear to Ein B'Shusai. And what's going to happen if he has to swear to Ein B'Shusai? He's going to go look, make sure it's not there, right? So it means once, then be right? So he'll find it, right? Maybe he'll find it. Actually, if he's going to swear, then the other guy. If he's going to swear, the other guy's going to swear, right? But the point. What's the point of making him swear first? Is to avoid the whole thing. So the answer Rashi. Actually, the Shul Deich, like the Lamech Mechilah, as he's like this. This I didn't really get this so well. He says in the beginning we thought that what's the problem? That what's Shvua Mahapcha Shvua Malva Meloiva Malva, right? So there, what's the reason? That's the way it was in the beginning. But now, that's what we learned in the Gemara. The Braise, Avlok with Rav Ashi, Dinu v'dinik tani. Im yishma loy v'tchila kam yashava, shem adayin hi biyar amalva, v'nim tza shvul avatola. So Rashi says, to Rashi, which as he said, Lefi Rashi, Rav Ashi is going to be like Rabbi Chanan. That's the Rashi does here. Mamash Aol, he's Mahapachol Gemara, Lefi Rashi. In Rav Ashi, again, what was Rashi's Kash Rav Ashi? What's Gemara saying? Shema Yaitzi, yeah? Right? Shema Yaitzi Allah. The Malva has to swear first. If the only child who's swearing first, it's not me has to swear because that's naked, then he has to swear first. Right? So why tell him as far as that maybe he'll be mighty? That's not the reason. Says the Rashba, the Enechnami. It's only before Avashi that we understood the Bryson to be telling me, Shema Yaitzi, yeah? That the chash that maybe it'll pass on him. That was when only one of them is swearing. The child is who should swear. So then the pshat the brayso was kipshutai shema yaitzi and what? No pass on him. That's why the malves is swear and not the loyva. That's when before the world of Rashi, before Rashi came along, the whole child was who's swearing. So then what's the chash? The chash is. The wife will swear, then I'll pass it. Right? But says the Rashba, once Rashi says that they're both swearing, when they're both swearing, then we say that the reason why the loiva doesn't swear first, is because maybe the object is here. Maybe the object is here. There's no point for the shvur. That's good for what the brayis is saying. Shemiyotzi halos of kodin, right? Not it's not the same chashash anymore. If you're Rashi, it's not the chashash you think he's gonna mess him over. Shema Yaitzi Allah is good for saying there's no point in the loiva swearing because maybe the object is still there. Let's first Shema Yaitzi Allah and the shul will be for no reason.